Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's good to be with you. And those of you who just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget that you can listen to thousands of archives, read hundreds of articles, and a whole lot of other things you can do there at our website. It's at jbsba.com. And if you have a question or a comment, here's how you do it. Ask Jim at jbsba.com. John Mayo is a new friend. He's a new friend of mine and a new friend of yours. John is with a company called BankCard, the transaction company. And John, what you may not know about John, which you're about to know, is that John is an outstanding entrepreneur. He owned Mayo Tire Company, and which many of you have done business with. And he sold that and has done quite a few other things since then, but he's a good example of somebody who was successful as a small business owner, grew his business, and then moved on to other things. John Mayo, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you here. How long were you in the tire business?
I was in the tire business, well, if you count the time when I was working for my dad's business and started when I was 10 years old in 1960 until 40 years, until the year 2000.
Now if I remember the story correctly, you actually started Mayo Tires as a student at Vanderbilt.
That's correct. I was a student here in Nashville, and there was a factory here, and I went out to the factory warehouse and got 7 tires, and I was living in an overflow house, actually, as a dorm, and I chained up the tires in the lobby of the house there, and I would go around campus putting flyers on cars, and they would come over to the house and see the tires I had on display. I would send a taxi to the factory warehouse since I didn't have a car to pick up the tires and bring them to the dorm.
Let me see if I got this straight. You were selling tires, but you didn't have an automobile that had tires.
Well, I had to earn the money to buy an automobile first.
Well, what made you decide to sell tires?
Well, my parents were in the retread business, the OK Rubber Welders in Tarrant City, Alabama, and I grew up in the retread shop and in the tire business as a, worked there after school every day.
So you knew a little bit about the tire business.
Oh yeah, I knew a lot about the tire business.
But buying 7 tires doesn't exactly, why 7? why not 6 or 8?
Well, I had my friend Scott Hansen take me to the warehouse, and that's all that would fit in his car.
That's all that would fit. Well, now, I remember those days, and that's back when you could buy a pretty good tire for $25, couldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. But they only lasted about 10,000-15,000 miles, $15, $20, $25, you could definitely buy a tire.
Were these 2 plies or 4 plies?
Actually, that was just at the turn of going from 2-ply and 4-ply tires to the belted tires. They were bias belted 2+2 kind of instructions.
Right. Now, how long did it take you to sell those 7?
It didn't take very long. As a matter of fact, we sold them pretty briskly, and we started selling upwards of 100 or so a month.
Huh. And that's how you helped pay your way through college, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, in my 4 years at Vanderbilt, we figured up that I sold over $1 million worth of tires.
Wow. Well, the thing that if somebody, a young person today, were trying that, they'd have a hard time doing what you did, because in those days there were really only 2 or 3 sizes of tires. There were 13-inch, 14-inch, and 15-inch.
Exactly.
So you didn't have all the different widths and everything. Pretty much all rims were about the same width and everything. So it really, buying 7 tires, if you went out and tried to buy 7 tires today, it might take you a year to move those 7 tires to the right people.
That's right. Yeah, the tire size proliferation has really gotten really, really strange. There's hundreds of sizes out there now.
Now, then Mayo Tires continued. You grew it, and how big was it when you sold it?
We were doing about $150,000 a month in total tires and service sales when I sold it.
Right, Right. All right. Well, the reason I wanted to tell that story, number one, I like the story. Number two, John, is I wanted the audience to know that you're one of us, and that you're, you know, you paid your dues, and you have a right to talk about small business owners and being an entrepreneur. But now you're with a company called BankCard, and you guys help small business owners be able to have access to the credit card community, right? The credit card resources.
That's exactly right. We come at it from the perspective that, you know, MasterCard and Visa are a necessary evil, if you will, of doing business in the small business environment. And we try and assist the merchant in understanding that space and actually lowering his cost in that space.
Well, what about one of the problems that I hear out there a lot, and I get this question a lot from folks in the audience, is about being small. You know, you start out as a micropreneur, you're one person, and then you grow a little bit, and there's a period of time between when you wouldn't even think about taking a credit card, you don't have enough volume, to where you're starting to have enough volume, but you're not big enough for your bank. Your banker, you know, you have to be a certain size to qualify for bank card status, for credit card status. How do we deal with that segment of small business? Do they just need to keep growing, or is there help?
Well, no, there's actually been some solutions that have come up have arisen in that space. The issue really to start with is that they are reluctant to issue credit card authorization processing to just anybody that wants to, because these people don't really recognize that there are fraudulent merchants out there that want to be able to take credit cards just as a scam. And let me explain to you real quickly how that works. If you're accepting credit cards, you have the right to process those credit card numbers through the system. So if you get a merchant account, then you could, you know, go through the waste bin and collect, mm-hmm. if you will, credit card numbers. And then you would have access to go put tens of thousands of dollars on that in that merchant account, draw the money out of those people's account, close the account, leave town before, mm-hmm. those individual people ever receive the bill.
So it's not a matter of, it's not always just a matter of size as much as it is the bank wants to make sure that you have positioned yourself, you've established yourself as a legitimate business before they do.
Exactly. It's really the processor that wants to find that out, the credit card processor.
When we come back, we're going to talk about what it takes to be able to take credit cards in your small business. John's going to help us with that. We're visiting with John Mayo. He's with BankCard. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back.
She rules our life like a bird in flight.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. John Mayo is our guest and a new friend. I've known him for a little while, and he's with BankCard, BankCard. John, give us your website, please.
It's www.bankcard, and that's BankCard. It's no K in it, so it's BankCard.com, BankCard.com.
Now, And tell us exactly what your company does for small businesses.
We sit down with small business people and show them how to process their credit cards, their MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover cards, checks, check processing, actually taking checks and converting them.
Is this where they can check, they can also, I know sometimes I go to stores and give them a check and they check the balance while I'm right there to make sure their money's there.
Exactly.
You guys can do that too?
Yep, check processing.
But yet you're not a bank, John.
No, exactly.
Most people out there would be thinking, well, wait a minute, I thought all that had to come through a bank.
Actually not. We're an independent sales organization, and we are set up to do that. And frankly, as these banks get larger and larger, they get less and less responsive to small businesses. And you know, we're in that space. We like to help small business people. We understand the space. All of our people are really come from it from the merchant side of it, trying to show them how to save money. But we're trying to lower their cost of transaction. For example, you know, the difference between a merchant taking a credit card and a debit card can be very significant. And, you know, the banks really don't point that out to you.
Uh-huh. Well, but now, all right, so you're an independent sales organization.
Within the industry, we're called an ISO.
ISO, okay. And that, so there are other people out there who are doing this across the country, right?
Correct. There are other ISOs out there.
Other ISOs. And so you don't have to go to a bank. Now, how do you deal with the issue of what we were talking about a minute ago when the bank you know, wants you to be established, wants to be able to say that, you know, you're a going concern, they're not going to issue something to somebody who might be fraudulent? How do you deal with that?
Well, basically the same way. We have to go through the same process. Actually, behind the bank, there are about three or four big processors that process all the credit cards.
Mm-hmm.
SpurseData, Nova, and NVC. And we use these same processors that the banks do. So we fill out a credit app, and we send it in. And they essentially run a credit check on the merchant
right.
individually, just as if they were anybody else.
Right. Well, now, how small... does a company, how big does a company need to be, or how small can they be, I guess I should say, to be able to justify taking a credit card and having access to all this electronic verification?
You can be a micro entrepreneur and just do one or two a month with the new technologies that
really?
We offer.
See, this, folks, this is information that I wanted you to have, because you heard me say many times how the technology is getting down to where more and more of us can have access to capability that the bigger companies do, and because of the incrementalization of the technology and the incrementalization of the pricing. And, John, that's what you're talking about.
Exactly. I have to give you a perfect example. My friend Robert Cornswit went into the windshield glass repair business. You know, where you get the little BB shot things
right.
on the windows when
right.
they go in and repair them. And,
rather than
and
having to replace the whole windshield.
Exactly. And he would only have two or three transactions a month. So we set him up with a what's called a voice authorization system, and it works right off of his cell telephone.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And that way he doesn't take a credit card. He's able to verify the credit card, whereas, you know, I remember in the old days when you know, only the very busiest companies had an electronic connection to a verification. But
right.
now it seems like just about everybody does.
Exactly. And the way this works is really cool. You call into an 800 number, and after you've called it two or three times, it knows either the... it'll work either from your cell phone or from your home phone. It recognizes by caller ID who you are. So you
Is that right?
But you don't even have to put in your merchant number. You just key in the card number. Then you key in the expiration date. Then
mm-hmm.
you key in the amount. And it gives you over the phone, it gives you an authorization number.
Right.
And 2 days later, that money shows up in your account. You don't really have to do anything else.
48 hours. And what now? Typically, when a merchant takes a MasterCard or a Visa, it costs them about 4%.
Well, you know, our opening rate that we quote to people is 1.89% and 25 cents a transaction.
So, now, is that standard for ISOs? Is that a pretty standard rate for ISOs?
Yeah, that's a very competitive rate out there. I mean,
so it's basically half of what the bank would charge.
Well, actually, it's gotten more competitive. The banks are down there, you know, new small people. They'll typically open you up in the 2-3% range.
Okay.
And it will open, and, you know, there's different rates. The card swiped is your lowest rate. The,
right.
You know, call it in with this voice system. When you only do two or three over the telephone a month, that's 3.5%.
Right.
But,
of course,
the advantage of that, though, Jim, is you don't have to buy any equipment.
You don't have to buy any equipment. What is a typical card swiping machine cost?
You know, there's some refurbished models that are out there that we sell for, like, you know, $300.
Right.
And, or you can lease it per month. The newer stuff that's out there, you know, is $500-$600, and you can lease it for, you know, like $29, $39 a month, depending on which model you want.
Well, John, the thing that we've got to wrap it up because we're coming up on the end of our visit, but the thing that you've really helped us with is you've opened our eyes about what's available out there. And I want you to give us your website. Folks, this is an example of a place you can go. There are others out there to be able to take credit cards. Give us your website again, John.
Sure. It's www. www.bankcard.com, and we can set up anybody in the 50 United States if they'd like to log on.
Thank you, John. We'll do it again real soon. John Mayo, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.